Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is another Thursday night of the exciting Psychics Gone Wild program, and we're entering into December, and I believe I have Angie on the line with me. Are you there, Angie?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm here.
Yeah, it's just in the nick of time. Okay, we... Just to tell you a little bit about ourselves, I myself, actually Angie and I are empaths, and we both read from tarot cards. I read from the tarot cards, and I also have some other different tools, and my readings are really kind of a lot different for different people. I'll read from the cards, and sometimes my guides will talk to me about the cards. I actually look at the cards and try and see a story, and then I try and listen for my guides and, you know, what they have to say about the cards, the story. Sometimes my guides will tell me not even to look at the cards, and they'll just talk to me. And I have four strong angels that hang out with me, and tell me what's going on. And I've been doing this for 15 or 20 years. When I was younger, I had a lot of out-of-body experiences. When I was real young, I had a near-death experience. And so that's where I'm coming from and where I'm at right now. Angie Mitchell, like I said, is actually an empath. She has been a student of Jethro's and is a student of Reiki and tarot cards with Jethro. And she's a very positive person. I'm just excited to death to be here with Angie. I feel like we're a real good fit. We both use cards, and we both are empaths. And I think we get good readings. So... with that, Angie, do you have anything you want to say?
No, Chris, other than, you know, your experiences are far more exciting than mine.
Well, I did have a wild and crazy young years, and about when I got to be, you know, around my 30s, I was like, what in the heck is going on? And that's when I really started to study spirituality. And I think my angels have always looked out for me my whole life, and I have known that they are there, and I've felt the presence of God with me my whole life. So it's kind of funny. When I got to be in my 30s, my angels, some guides and angels showed up, and said, you know, I'm not going to go into my whole story, but a series of events happened, and I just went, okay, what the heck is going on? And I started studying. And with that said, this month we're moving into December, and this month of December is Christmas, and we're going to be talking about the magicalness of Christmas. And myself, thinking about Christmas today, I was just thinking my life really has been so magical. And it just seems like everything, especially recently, has you could call it possibly synchronistic, but things have happened. And I have studied a lot of manifestation, and you know, the law of attraction, The Secret came out, and then the law of attraction, and then I got really into quantum physics and manifestation. And in the study of energy has been really intriguing to me. So as we move into this subject of, you know, that we're studying here, this as we move into Christmas and we start talking about magic, this is just something that is very, very intriguing to me, because energy can just take so many different forms, and it is just magical how you can just almost push energy out from you. And that's what manifestation is, almost. Well, that's what it is. You push energy out into the energy there, and it becomes entangled or entrained, and it shifts things around, and you manifest. That's what, you know, that's how you manifest. And so this is an exciting topic to talk about. And Angie, you want to share anything, or?
You know what, Chris, I have to share this with you, because I know that you are in nice, sunny, warm Florida.
And you're freezing to death. Go ahead.
That's right. And, you know, the magic of Christmas has, like, it just, when it starts, there's just something here in Wisconsin that we absolutely love about the snow. Just when it starts to snow, and you get that glitter, and you get that love, and you get that just excited feeling.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. It's just like sparks in the air. It's awesome.
It's
extremely cool.
I totally understand what you're talking about. I lived in Boulder for a while, and when we were out there and it'd start to snow, just the beginning of the snow and just watching the snow, it's just kind of like glittery. You're right. It's just this feeling of like, ooh, this is so sweet. And
yes, and everybody's attitude starts to change a little bit. And
yeah, that's another thing that's so magical about Christmas that I was thinking about today is relationships, you know, and how relationships, people, you know, Christmas is a time of kind of appreciation and thankfulness and relationships. You look at your relationships. It's a, you know, it's a time when people give to other people, and there's this connecting of hearts, you know, a heartfelt energy connection, and it's just, and magic happens when that happens. It's just, you know, this, you get this energy of just, gosh, this is so wonderful. And I totally agree with that, that when you come into that season, it's just, it's sweet. And
absolutely.
Well, do you want to go ahead and we can start out with a caller, and let me get over here to the yes.
Well, you know.
Do you want to share some more?
Did you watch our video, Chris?
Huh?
Did you watch our video?
Did I watch your radio?
No, did you watch our video?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was hilarious.
That was talking about Christmas, that was the greatest present from that was awesome. That was just, I want to thank that fan. That was great.
Oh, that was. He was. That was sweet. Yes. Anybody who hasn't seen that video, if you go to Facebook, it's on the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. It's in there. You can go and watch watch the video that they posted. I think, I don't know what the heading was that Jethro put on it, but it was, this is your new fan of yours, you know, Angie and Chris or something like that. But, yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Who do we have here? I'm going to go to this, take them a little bit in order here tonight, and we'll go to 610 and see who we have. Let me see if I can get this thing to come
up. Hi, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. And what's your name?
This is Marilyn.
Marilyn, okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a question?
I do. I was wondering if I can get any insight at all as to my health and to any insight as to healing a particular very large kind of complex condition.
Okay.
And if that's not tuning in, work.
Let me ask you a question, Marilyn. Are you are you spiritually? Are you open? Do you have any psychic gifts or anything?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay, I'm asking.
But
you
it's
that
always good to it's always good to ask others. You know, get that outside channel going there.
Okay, and well, I can tell you the cards that I pulled. And you'll understand why I asked that question. The first card I pulled was actually the conflict and defeat card, which is obviously you're having some health issues, and and you're feeling, oh gosh, you know, and but the yeah. And the second card, though, is really a good card. It's the firm foundation card, and it's indicating that you do. In the last card, the reason I ask you about the spiritual, the last card is a spiritual strength card, and so the firm found it's. You know, I'm looking at these cards, and. You know, and my guides are talking to me, and they're going, you know, this is the story that you have these problems, but you have a firm foundation, and you in spiritual strength, and that if you lean into that's what's going to be one of the redeeming factors within your situation that's going to, and my guides are telling me that that there's going to be a healing there, and I'm not sure if are these things that are they ongoing or
absolutely
ongoing
yes, progressing ongoing and progressing.
Okay. You're kind of a take-charge kind of lady, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You like to get things done, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going to come down the road next. Get her done.
Well, Angie, why don't you talk for go talk?
Okay. Marilyn, I think that you should really trust in yourself. I think you already know what to do. I think that, have you been trying to take a step back from things that are going on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have in a huge way, yes.
Okay. I don't think you should do that. I think that you should kind of assert yourself a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
As to what specifically?
If you're kind of like me, it's kind of hard not to. It's all or none.
Yeah, can I, you want me to comment on that? Yeah. I think this last spiritual strength card I pulled, my guides, I mean, when I pulled these cards, my eyes went right to that. And my guides are pulling me back to it. And, you know, it's purple. And, you know, with the guy, and I think that's going to be your salvation. And I think that's the area that you should assert yourself in, and try to move more into trying to understand it from a spiritual standpoint, and maybe some I don't know how much you know about manifestation, but
yes.
Move into manifestation. I myself go to YouTube and listen.
Louise, look, hey.
Yeah, Louise Hay.
I YouTube every night.
Yeah, and I go in there and watch meditation videos and try and listen to music and try and get into those frequencies, and that's what my guides are telling me is that keep asserting yourself in that, and that's gonna be what pulls you through this. And it's and Michael right now is telling me it's a journey. You know, we all are on a journey, and this is something that you're going to learn from, and but you will make it through it, and you'll become an even stronger in your spiritual strength, and your gifts will become stronger and open up even more. So, does that resonate with you?
Oh, yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just think that this is going to make you stronger, and I think it's actually going to work out in your favor.
That's great. That's wonderful. Do you see me, because work and health are tied together as far as what I can do, and I do have a new little thing going, but do you see any big career shifts in the next 3 months?
No. Sorry, Chris, what are you saying?
No.
She was very definitive. No.
You know, I pulled a, No, I actually pulled a fourth card, which I do sometimes, which is kind of a foundation card for the story that I'm looking at. And it's the recognition and reward card. And I'm feeling like what you're doing is you're going to gain recognition and reward in what you're doing right now. And that's going to, that's going to pull you into more, and to help you financially and help you to move through it, any sort of stress you might have over your job and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Well, I just started a new gig today, and I'm seeing a couple of, there's a lot I like about the guy and his little group, but I'm seeing things that he's really kind of a little bit of sleight of hand going on as far as how he's manipulating schedules and to avoid paying for breaks and things like that. And, that really ticks me off just for people, the greater group overall, because I'm all about fairness and justice. And so, but it is a kind of a alternative complementary healing practice. So I love that part of it. And, the other women there look pretty pissed off. I don't know what's going on because I've been there like 3 hours. I'm going to be there a longer day tomorrow. So I was just wondering, am I going to be able to stick through this? Am I going to be able to shift anything? Am I going to be able to make a positive difference and bring things, or just deal with it? Okay, fine, that's what he's doing. Fine, just be neutral, Buddha observer, whatever. So that's why I was wondering.
I think you got it in you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do too. And we should probably move on, Marilyn.
Yes.
I hope we've answered your question.
Yeah, this is great
you.
And enlightening and fun.
Okay,
thank you so
sweet.
Much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
please
you.
Please keep me on.
Thank you. For
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, what we can do now is play a commercial, and I'm going to play this commercial here. And
what is in the stars for you? How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net, astrology and psychic store today. That's BlueMoonNow.net. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay. And as I have played that, as I played that commercial, it reminded me that we also need to say that we are affiliated with Psychics Gone Wild, and so if you're looking for a reading and you want to book a reading, you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and book a reading. And we also have another site, www.jethrosmith.net, that you can go to. That's our Blue Moon Treasure site. And you can also go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for prizes. We're going to be giving away near $500 worth of prizes this month, and I think that's a package. So and I'm sorry, I don't completely know about that, but at any rate, we'll be giving away some prizes tonight. We're going to give away a free reading, and okay, I'm looking at everything here. So I'm trying to think of other magical things about Christmas, but Christmas is just so magic, period, for me. It's just with all my relationships and everything. As a matter of fact, when I first met Jethro, I was really into manifestation and quantum physics and stuff like that. And as I got to know him, I got to learn about magic. Jethro really has taught me a lot about magic, and I've learned to see that magic really plays an important part in energy, because energy is so magical, and our thoughts and even different things you can do. We have people who are into white magic and stuff with candles. You can go to, as a matter of fact, you can go to Jethro's site, the 111 Wild site, and learn how to make candles. You can make candles, and you can put oils and different herbs and things in them, and it is amazing that stuff works. you know, and it will bring love and money to you and different things. And so I have, took me to a whole different aspect of, in my life as far as spirituality, because I was just trying to manifest and visualize not to die. And then it took me to almost another level of, gosh, there's these magical things, you know. Now I smudge my house and I use different oils, essence oils, and candles, you know, that have oils and essence oils and different herbs and essences in them. And I think it clears the energy and helps it makes like clean energy to, you know, exist in. And do you use oils and candles and stuff, Angie?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, I do a lot of oils, especially for healing.
Yeah. And listening, if you want to know about that stuff, listen to Patty and Jethro when they are on Friday night. All our shows now are coming on at 8 o'clock at night. So they come on Friday night, 8 o'clock at night. Eastern Standard Time. But she talks about different things you can do, different little rituals you can do and to bring money to you. And it's been an exciting time for
yeah.
me.
And done her moon spell? Her full moon, like prosperity one?
I have. I'm not sure I've done it right yet. I've tried it two or three times, and I go, did I do this right? And I've had to call someone, you know, I've talked to someone and go, no, you need to, you know, so maybe I'll get it right the next time.
I tried it too. I was out there. My neighbors were looking at me a little silly.
Well, that's another problem with me. I live in an apartment, you know, on the second floor. So getting out and, you know, burning candles and stuff on, we just have like a little tiny porch is kind of, you know, I'm wondering if the people are going to be worried about a fire or something. So, but at any rate, we could go someplace, you know, that's what I'm going to do next. And,
okay.
I really respect Patty. Patty knows a lot about that stuff, and I listen to her. You know, I listen to her because she's really good at it. So, at any rate, you want to take another caller here?
Yeah, let's take another caller.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to take 661.
Hi.
Hi, you there? Yeah. And what's your name?
Brandy.
Brandy?
Oh, yeah.
Could you
read? Brandy.
Brandy?
Could you read? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi, Brandy.
You wanna,
Hi, Brandy.
Yeah, you want to take this one, Angie?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious if you saw anything interesting come my way.
Boy, I pulled some good cards on you, Brandy. But I'll let you go.
Excellent cards.
Wow, that's good.
you want to go first? Go ahead, Andy.
Chris, I think you and I are love magnets. You know that?
Oh gosh. Go ahead, Angie.
I do. I just, I mean, really. I see some good things. I am just amazed. This is the first time, and I'm just so excited. The first card that I actually pulled was the Lover's card. So you're actually, yeah. So something, I mean, you're just going to have some, something's going to come up that's just good. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be good and well-balanced, and it's going to be something that you have something that you want that's coming up. I don't know if it's love, if it's a job, if it's, do you know what I mean? Like something that you've been wishing for?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I mean, anything good, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I pulled a balance card. So, but go ahead, Angie.
Did you? Did you? Okay.
Yeah, well, I pulled a balance card.
Oh, balance would be good.
Okay.
I'm
kind of pulling romance, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I mean, I haven't been in a relationship in a while, so that would be good.
Okay.
As Angie was talking, my guides were going, yes, that a relationship is coming and it's going to bring balance. And that's funny that Angie said balance when she was talking to you. But go ahead, Angie Hunt. Do you want to keep going?
I see. I mean, it's actually, it looks beautiful. I mean, it's like good and positive and it's balanced and it's bright. I like this. This is super bright. This is going to be a good thing coming your way.
That's great.
Yeah, see, I pulled. I'm looking at my book a little bit here for a minute because the second card. These were such good cards, because the second card was the authority card, and it looks like that you have good leadership qualities and my third card was the power card, and the authority and the power card are both really good cards of that you have authority over your life in a sense, and the power card is like,
you know, that makes sense, but, because I felt kind of powerless, and I feel like I'm coming into my power now.
Exactly. See, I pulled the power card in the future position, you know, and I'll tell you the three cards I pulled was the balance. The first one, the second was the authority, and then the power card. And it's like someone's coming to help balance you, but you're now taking authority over, you know, taking leadership and authority over what your life and yourself, and it's going to bring power, you know. And your power's coming. Yeah. If it has gone somewhere, or it's just your power's coming to you, and that's what I'm seeing. My guys are saying yes. That's what's going on.
Okay. And I wish you could show her.
Yeah, that's true. I also just want to confirm what you're saying, because I've had stomach issues and stomach problems I've been dealing with, and I've been healing that. So I feel like also my, you know, physically and energetically my power is coming back.
Yes, exactly. We're resonating. Angie, are you there too?
Yep, I'm here. I'm looking this over. It's wealth, it's balance, it's romance, it's gorgeous. You're going to have a good time, girl.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's too far off either. My guys are saying it's this. You're going to have a good Christmas this year. So.
Oh, and, fantastic.
Yeah. So, and so that I that is that that resonates. Is that that resonates with you? Then I'm feeling. Actually,
yeah,
I'm feeling
it does. It does.
I'm feeling, actually, I'm sensing a green color with you. I think you and Angie and I are kind of connected on a empathic heart level right now. And I sense you have a really good heart. And that's why this is all going to come to you. So, okay, does that resonate with you? Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. It does, because I've had trouble in the past with good things not always happening to me, so I feel like maybe my luck's changing.
Yes.
Oh, honey, yes. You can smile about this.
Yes, yes. Both of us pulled really good cards on this good reading. So we probably need to go ahead and move on. And
Thank you so much, both of you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
That was really good.
Oh, that was great. I honestly wish I could show her what I was looking at, because it's gorgeous.
Isn't that, I look at my life and I just am like, God, you know, my whole life is magical. What we're doing here is magical. You know, it's so synchronistic. It's just magic. And, what my input for the, and Christmas is the season to share that with people, you know. I would encourage our listeners, you know, look at the magic stuff that in your life, and look at your relationships you have with people, and look at the good things about the relationships and the goodness of it, and tell people, you know, that you tell them that you appreciate them and you appreciate that connection, that magic that happens when your hearts connect and when you move into this resonation with someone and you're really connecting and there's love there. It's just so sweet. And
you can make a huge impact on someone. Even when you're out in the store, to simply smile at them and say hello and just kind of, you know, you connect with people that way.
You really do. I do, and that is so funny. I'll go ahead and share this. I go to the Taco Bell here sometimes and eat, and this girl knows me. And when I go there, I look at her and smile, and she just, I feel her energy, and it just uplifts her so much. And you can imagine working at a Taco Bell, people coming through there just yik, you know, at you. It's kind of a sweet moment there at Taco Bell. But anyway, to get a little bit real, but
you know, Chris, I did that when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
Yes,
we have so many.
Yes, I did.
So you relate.
That's how I worked through high school.
Oh, that is funny. We the angels put us together, Angie.
Oh, so, Taco Bell.
Okay, I'm going to take another caller here. 856, and
hello.
Hi, how you doing? And
I'm
what's
good.
Your
how
name?
How are you? Laura.
We're doing fantastic. Yeah. What's your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So, just basically, I'd like to know if you see anything special coming up for me as well.
Okay, Nora, let's take a look. Nora, can I ask you what your past has been? Have you been having some difficulties or anything in your past, or?
Oh, I've had challenges, and do you mean like in work or in personal, or like do you want to narrow it down for me?
Well, I the reason I'm asking is the past card I pulled up was deception and envy. Do you have some people in your lives that are kind of causing some problems?
Yeah, my siblings, in particular the middle child, he's very jealous.
Okay, that's why.
Caused me a great deal of grief. After my mom passed away, it was like an entire facade of years of just, I just was completely blindsided, had no idea.
Yeah. Okay, well then, let me tell you the other two cards, because these other two cards are nice. That's the reason I asked you that to begin with. The second card was the sacral chakra card, which is your sacral chakra is where your courage and you start coming into your self-esteem, courage, feeling your strength, and the last card I pulled was the Prosperity Begins card, which is a really good card. I'm looking at this. My guides have said, yeah, you've had some people, some deception and envy in your past, but you're coming into a place where you're going to come into your power and start learning how to deal with it. And when you do, your prosperity will begin. And Angie, do you have anything to add to that?
You know, Chris, I'm kind of seeing the same thing you are. She's a really hard worker. It looks like she's struggled through a lot. I think that she is going to be faced with a choice. But I think that she's going to do good. She's just light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, you'll power through that. And and are you into any sort of spiritual meditation or any sort of spirituality type stuff at all?
Yeah, is that coming through?
My guides are telling me that would be good for you to lean into that and start. You know what Michael's telling me start doing affirmations and learn to love yourself is to be exact. And so if you could start journaling, noticing the things that are good in your life, journaling them and ask the spiritual world, if you have any angels or stuff that are around you that you sense, ask them to give you some signs, or whoever you want to pray to, ask them to give you some signs and start noticing them and journaling them and thinking about them, that this will build up you'll manifest this strength that you need to move through it, and you'll be able to move into prosperity. And
what's the choice that you mentioned that I was going to have?
The choice.
Yeah, there was a choice.
Was that you, Angie, that mentioned you had a choice?
I think that she's going to have I think she's just going to have, like, a choice. Like, she's just there's going to be, do you know what I mean? There's the card that I pulled up is there's just showing that there's something there. Like, I'm not bringing up anything specific. I'm not as cool as Chris. I can't talk to my guides specifically. I hear them. I communicate to them with the cards. And they showed me the Judgment card. which tells me that you're going to, I mean, there's just, it could be a moral choice. It could be a life decision. It could be, you know, it's something along that lines, but I think it has to do with what you're made of. And I think that you're built for the long haul, girl. You're tough stuff.
Yeah,
Okay.
What I'm hearing the choices are going to be with your you said your nephew, is that who you're having problems with, or
no, it's my middle brother,
okay, your middle brother. The choices are going to be with your middle brother. And you know what, when I'm having problems with people, I just shower them with love and don't let them pull me into dramas. And and
well,
that might be.
I've stopped communicating with him for the last couple of years. So,
really?
I can be civil, you know, but he's done some really nasty, rotten things, and I wanted to just cut the ties because it's not in my best interest anymore to really associate with him.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then that's the decision. Yeah. If it's there is such a thing, you know, I try to not place myself in the energy of people that are disruptive. I can say to my energy, because
right.
It has impact on my, you know, I want to stay in a place where I'm in good energy and can manifest. So you answered your own question there. That's a choice that you made, that you've made. And
doesn't take it for his choices that he's made in his life, and then he resents me because it looks to him like I've made all these great choices. Well, I've had my share of problems too, you know. But
yeah.
I don't blame other people for my choices that I've made in my life, but he does. So I can't help him out with his envy or his resentments. Like, he's got to grow on his own.
Yeah. That's a hard decision to make.
It's hard because I've always been the one that fixes everything. And it took me a long time to reach this.
Okay.
We're
going to
have
over halfway there.
Yeah,
Great.
We need to move on. So, yeah, I hope we've helped. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And so I'm going to play another commercial for Wild. It's www.wild111.com where the candles are at. And I'm going to play this psychic store commercial.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and take another caller.
Okay.
And this caller, I'm gonna give a free reading for me after our reading for a few minutes here.
Hello.
And this is 972. Hi, are you there?
Yes. And this is LaChandra. Hi, LaChandra.
Hi, LaChandra.
How are you? Good. How are you? I'm great.
So, LaChandra, do you have a question for us?
I do. I have choices between some guys, and one guy, he lives here in Texas with, you know, where I live. The other one, he lives in Tennessee. The one in Tennessee, I've been knowing for a long time, ever since high school. But this one in Texas, I've been knowing for like 2 months. And I like both of them. Yeah. I like both of them. I'm just wondering, the one, Carlin, his name is Carlin. He's here in Texas. I'm just trying to see where would things go between me and him.
You know what? When you told me that, my guys told me it was one in Texas before I even pulled cards. And and then now let me tell you the cards I pulled. I pulled the light card, which is really sweet. That's like, you know, you're at this. Are you into spirituality or any type of spiritual
thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're coming into this place where you're really going to start to see and understand, and your intuition is going to be highly developed. Now the second card I pulled was Choose Wisely, and it has these two birds kind of flying off over the water. And the last card I pulled was Spiritual Union, but my guides told me it was a guy in Texas. So
the only thing that concerns me with that is the fact that he said that he's going to move back to Georgia, and I just, you know, left Florida and moved to Texas like 3 months ago, and I'm not moving. And so that's the only thing that concerns me about him, is that he said he's going to move back to Georgia.
Okay. Boy, that's what Michael said. Do you have any input on that? Angie?
Who's going to go back to Georgia?
Carlin, the one that's here in Texas. He said that he's going to move back to Georgia. So I don't know. I don't think he's made up his mind yet.
I don't think that that's going to work out.
Go ahead, Angie. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of looking at your cards here. You're kind of torn, girl. You're torn.
Because
it's not. It's hard. This is a hard decision for you.
Yes, because it's like the one in Tennessee, is like I've been knowing him since, like, really and actually, I've been knowing him since middle school. And he expressed like so many years ago how he felt about me, but I didn't want to like jeopardize our friendship. But he came and, you know, he stayed with me for Thanksgiving, and I spent Thanksgiving with him and his family. We went to the Cowboys game. He wined and dined me. I didn't have to pay for anything, and he's still like sending me gifts and poems and expressing how he feel about me, saying that he want me to be his future wife. He's expressing all kind of, you know, things towards me.
Oh, is he a hard worker?
Yes, he is, and he's raising his daughter by himself.
Okay, so he's your guy that's made of tough stuff. But this guy in Texas is your magician.
Yes,
I don't think the guy. Yeah.
I'm getting the guy from Texas, honey, and I don't think this move from Georgia is going to work out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's and Lysandra, you
so
know,
the one in Tennessee, he's going to be cursed because he's like declaring his love for me, and I think that he's been waiting and waiting for this opportunity, and it's like if he told me that he will cry. If I, he said that he would literally cry if I did. Yeah. And so it's like I want to continue to be his friend, but he's like, has so much love for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Lysandra, the program's about to end in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a free half hour reading with me. Let me give you my number. Do you have a pen there?
Okay,
it's 813-295-2345. And you can call me, and you can call me after the program if you want. I've got some time. We could talk, and I'll give you a free half hour reading. And we can talk a little bit more about that. And so we're getting ready to go off the air here in a couple of minutes. So Lysandra, if I could let you go, and if you want to call back in about 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, we could talk. But I need to let you go because the program's about to go off on us. And okay. Boy, what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
She just popped her off. Lysandra, if you can hear me, I think she hung up. Okay. Okay, but I gave her my number. That's okay. I was going to give somebody a free reading tonight. I would just like to say that we need to tell people about ourselves. Why don't you let people know how they can get in touch with you, Angie, before we get off the air?
Oh, yeah, real quick before I get off the air.
Yeah.
The best way to get me right now is through email at angiesreadings@gmail.com.
Okay, and the best you can get in touch with me at intuitivechriswhite @gmail.com. I also have a website, www.intuitivechriswhite, the color white.com. You can go there and reach me. And I have several web pages. You can reach if you can. You can go to Chris White. Or Intuitive Chris White on Facebook, and you can find information about me there, and you can find my number. And I do half-hour readings for $30 and hour readings for $60. So I just want to go, and we're getting ready to go off right here. And so, Angie, it's been great again. We got about 36 seconds. You got any closing comments?
It was a lot of fun tonight, Chris. Thank you.
Yes, it was sweet. We had some good calls. I think we had some good readings, and I love this job. I love this job, and I just am not gonna go a job. I'm gonna do this. So it's gonna happen.
It's not a job at all. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, yeah, I've especially enjoyed working with you, Angie, and we're going. I'm not sure if we've gone off yet or not.
I'm not sure.
I think we may have, but okay.